주 비하리. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Sham Kunuradha Kunigiri Govardhan Ki Jai. वृंदावन धाम की जय, नवदीप धाम की जय, जगन्नाथपुरी की जय, गंगमयी की जय, जमनमयी की जय, तुलसी देव की जय, भक्ति देव की जय, समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। गौर प्रेमानंदे What works with someone else on Wednesday may not work with me on Thursday. There's no substitute for listening. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 22, Text 30. Indriyaya Vishaya Akrishtai Akshiptam Dhyayatam Manaha Chaitanam Harate Buddhe Stambaha Doyam Iva Pradat Indriyar Vishaya Krishtair Akshiptam Dhyayatam Manaha Chaitanam harate buddhe Stambasto yam iva hradat Indriyar vishaya krishtair Akshiptam dhyayatam manaha Chaitanam harate buddhe Stambasto yam iva hradat Indriyar vishaya krishtair Akshiptam jayatam manaha Chaitanam harate buddhe Stambasto yam iva hradat Indriyar vishaya krishtair Akshiptam jayatam manaha Chaitanam harate buddhe Stambasto yam iva hradat Indriyar vishaya krishtair Akshiptam jayatam manaha Chaitanam harate buddhe Stambasto yam iva hradat Indriyar vishaya krishtair Akshiptam jayatam manaha Chaitanam harate buddhe Stambasto yam iva hradat Ladies Indriyar vishaya krishtair Akshiptam dhyayatam manaha Chaitanam harate buddhe Stambasto yam iva hradat Indriyaihi, by the senses. Vishaya, the sense objects. Akrishtaihi, being attracted. Akshiptam, agitated. Jayatam, always thinking of. Manaha, mind. Chaitanam, consciousness. Harate becomes lost. Buddhe of intelligence. Stambaha, big straws. Toyam, water. Iva, like. Pradat, from the lake. When one's mind and senses are attracted to sense objects for enjoyment, the mind becomes agitated. As a result of continually thinking of sense objects, one's real consciousness almost becomes lost, like the water in a lake that is gradually sucked up by the big grass straws on its bank. Purport. In this verse, it is very nicely explained how our original Krishna consciousness becomes polluted and we gradually become almost completely forgetful of our relationship with the Supreme Lord. In the previous verse, it is recommended that we should always keep in touch with the devotional service of the Lord so that the blazing fire of devotional service can gradually burn to ashes material desires, and we can become liberated from the repetition of birth and death. This is also how we can indirectly keep our staunch faith in the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When the mind is allowed to think of sense gratification continuously, it becomes the cause of our material bondage. If our mind is simply filled with sense gratification, even though we want Krishna consciousness, by continuous practice we cannot forget the subject matter of sense gratification. If one takes up the sannyas order of life but is not able to control the mind, he will think of objects of sense gratification, namely family, society, expensive house, etc. Even though he goes to the Himalayas or the forest, his mind will continue thinking of the objects of sense gratification. In this way, gradually one's intelligence will be affected. When intelligence is affected, one loses his original taste for Krishna consciousness.
Om Agyana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Bandeham Shri Gura Shri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raghunatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Krishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vansha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhedacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Make it a little looser. Okay, that's good. Indriyar Vishya Krishtar Akshiptam Jayatam Manaha Chaitanam Harite Buddhe Stambas Toyam Ivahradat Indriya Vishaya Krishtai Akrishtai. This is the business of the material world. The combination of the Indriyas and the Vishayas. Indriya means the senses, and Vishaya means objects for sense gratification. Indriyas, yes, what is that? That's one verse, but another one. Anyway, many places, Krishna indicates that the combination of the senses with the sense objects is the business of the material world. Akrishta. Akrishta means attracted. The body is made in such a way that its senses are attracted to particular sense objects. The body of the hog has a tongue that's attracted to stool. The body of the bird has a tongue that's attracted to whatever that bird is meant to eat. The body of the bee is attracted to the flowers, and so on and so on and so on and so on. The body of the mosquito is attracted to blood. According to the body. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Shrotra chakshu sparshanam cha vasanam ghranam eva cha adhisthaya manaschaya vishayam upasevate. In the 15th chapter, when Krishna is describing the transition from one body to the next, he describes that one takes the next body according to one's consciousness. The consciousness picks up different ideas of enjoyment the way that the air picks up aromas. If the air is passing over a flower garden, it picks up the aroma of flowers. Passing over a garbage pit, it picks up the odor of garbage. So the mind, subtle mind, picks up different ideas of sense gratification. And after leaving this body, one receives the next body accordingly. Shrotra, chakshu, sparshanam cha, rasanam, granam, eva cha. One picks up a particular kind of ear, a particular kind of eye, Shrotra, sparshan, a particular sense of touch. The penguins like it in the Arctic. Some other species likes it in the tropical zone. Shrotra, chakshu, sparshan, and cha. Rasanam, a particular type of tongue, a particular kind of arms and legs. All clustered around the mind. Adhisthaya manaschaya. Why? Vishayana upasevate. For getting a particular kind of sense enjoyment. With this tongue you can get this kind of enjoyment. With that tongue you get that kind of enjoyment. With this eye, with this ear, whatever the senses are, according to the body, there's a particular kind of enjoyable thing. The human being is not attracted to the food that the pig finds attractive. And the pig is not attracted to what we consider to be nice food. according to the body. And the body according to the mind. So, indriya vishaya krishta. Now we have this body, so it's attracted to a particular kind of sense enjoyment. Even within the human species, there are different kinds of bodies, and there are different kinds of tastes. Someone's more inclined towards salty tastes, someone's more inclined towards sweet tastes, someone's more inclined toward refined tastes, someone's more inclined toward gross tastes. According to the body that we've received, and also according to the modes of material nature that we've acquired. Oh, vishaya, indriyara vishaya krishtaya. Akshiptam jayatam manaha. And if one meditates on sense gratification, then the mind becomes agitated. That's described in the Bhagavad Gita. Jayato vishaya pumsam. Sangaste shupajayate. By thinking of something for sense gratification, one becomes associated with that thing, at least on the subtle platform. And in the mind, just like money. There's money in the bank. It's in the bank and I'm over here. But in the mind, there's a connection. That this is my money. I may have never even seen the money. All I have is some little pixels on my screen. Some numbers. But I think this is my money. Because it's in the mind. Whatever. This is my house. This is my wife. These are my children. Because it's in the mind. Otherwise, as soon as the mind says, this is not my house, this is not my wife, these are not my children, then there's the connection's broken. So one becomes associated with these things in the mind. Sangat sanjayate kama. And then strong desire develops. Starts weak desire, then strong desire. Kama means desire. Because I'm thinking of the thing, then naturally the subject matter is, how will I enjoy? And that becomes calm. Prabhupada was describing the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. She said, Prahlad Maharaj says that material life begins when you see a girl and you think, she's nice. That's the beginning of meditation. She's nice. Haven't seen her before. One way or another, the mind becomes captured, hooked. Then thinking, then associating. Then the material desire comes. And then kama krodho vijayate. From desire comes frustration. Either I don't get the object of my desire, and so I'm frustrated, or I do get the object of my desire, and I'll be frustrated. If I don't get it, or I do get it, it's frustration. Don't get it, obviously, that's frustration, because I want it. And getting it, also I'll be frustrated, because actually it can't satisfy me. No amount of material sense gratification will satisfy the soul. Therefore, even after getting whatever it is, I'm not happy. And then I become angry. Why couldn't I get it? Why did he get it instead of me? Or, I got it, why isn't it what I want it to be? Why doesn't she listen to me? Why this? I got the wrong thing. Or I get it and I lose it, and then I become angry. She takes off with someone else, or she dies. And anger develops. Krodhad bhavati sammoha. The whole world is walking around. You look at people's faces, especially in the Western countries, in Europe and America, you look at people's faces and they're angry. I'm supposed to be happy, and I'm not happy, and it's your fault. Or it's God's fault. Or it's the government's fault. Or it's the corporations. Or it's this, or it's that. Or else people are angry at themselves. Walking around angry because they're dissatisfied in the mode of passion. Kamesha krodesha raguna samudbhava. Tadara jastamo bhava kamalo bhaviyasya. In the mode of passion, there'll never be satisfaction. Therefore, austerity of the mind means to be satisfied. What is that? Yeah, the Bhagavad Gita said that austerity of the mind is to be satisfied. Where is that? Good question. Well, it should be where it is. Let's see. Mana prasada somyatvam mona matma vinigraha tapu mana samuchite. To be the first item of mental austerity is mana prasada, to be satisfied. All right, this is what I got. Good enough. Just like Vamandev, he got 3 steps of land. Good enough. Anyone who wouldn't be satisfied with 3 steps of land wouldn't be satisfied if he got all 3 worlds. Teaching. Brahminical principle. Yes, whatever I get, keep body and soul together. It's the mode of goodness. But in the mode of passion, one wants more. And one will never be satisfied. Aneka chitta vibranta moha jala samagata prasakta kama bhogeshu patanti narikeshu chava. He falls down into the lowest regions of his existence because he's so much attached. So, krodhad bhavati sammoha. From anger, one becomes bewildered. When you're angry, you can't think straight. When you're calm and peaceful, you can think straight. But when you're angry, a man does anything. You know, he beats his wife, he shoots his neighbor, he does anything, because he's angry. Kama krodha vijayate krodha bhavati sammoha. One becomes completely bewildered by anger. Sammoha smriti vibhrama. One forgets who he is, where he is, what he's doing. Smriti bhamshad buddhi nasha. Then his intelligence is shot, lost. And buddhi nasha prameshati, then he's finished. When you lose your intelligence, then you're gone. So, akshiptam jayatam manaha. When one thinks of sense gratification, akshiptam, the mind becomes agitated. The mind becomes agitated. That's also described in Bhagavad Gita. Maybe it's 2nd chapter? Mm-hmm. Indriyanam hi charitam yanmano nuvatiyate tadasya harati pragyam vairnavam ivambasi. Indriyanam hi charitam means the roaming senses. Yanmano nuvatiyate, when the mind becomes fixed on one of them, tadasya harati pragyam, his intelligence gets taken away. Vairnavam ivambasi, like a boat on the water. I think of it as, you know those radar screens that you see in war movies where they have, like on a ship, there's a little radar screen and there's a little line that goes around the circle. Beep, beep, beep. You know, it sees something out there and goes beep. So the mind, the senses are roaming, you know. Eyes are scanning, the ears are scanning. Tongue is scanning. All the senses are scanning. And then when there's something, boop, then, what is that? 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 Beautiful girl at 3 o'clock. And then the mind starts thinking about that. And Vairnavam Ibambasi, just as it's strong wind just carries the boat away. So the senses take away the mind. So this is the beginning of this process. Akshiptam jayatam manaha. Mind becomes agitated. It's thinking about something, sense gratification, sense gratification. So the mind is unsettled. Chaitanam. Hariti, harite buddhe. And then, because he's thinking of sense gratification, so then his intelligence starts to be dragged away. One loses the power of discrimination. He does things that are stupid. That if he were thinking straight, he wouldn't do. Because the mind has dragged the intelligence into its service. Instead of the intelligence controlling the mind and senses, the senses have dragged the mind is dragging on the intelligence. The mind is saying to the intelligence, we want this. You figure out how to get it for me. And so the intelligence becomes busy. Well, if I do this, if I do that, then I could do this, and then I could do that, and then I could get this. Instead of the intelligence being intelligent and being used for spiritual realization, utre natmanatman, on the side. Instead of uplifting the soul, it drags the soul down. Because the intelligence is now being used to think about what can I do for sense gratification. And that's intelligence. You see sometimes, like these Nigerian schemes, are you all familiar with these Nigerian schemes? The Nigerians are famous all over the world for coming up with different scams, different tricks by which to take away your money. Somebody gets an email and it says, My brother is going to college and the enrollment is all set up and everything is there, just he needs $2,000, and $4,000 are already there in his account in England, but he can't access it till he goes to England. So if you can give him $2,000 now, he'll give you $3,000 when he gets there. And, you know, there's a paper there that's from the university and everything is like, looks very pakka, but it's all cheating. It's all cheating. And sometimes it's very sophisticated. So great intelligence has gone into this, how to come up with something that will fool someone so that he'll send you $2,000, $10,000. Millions of dollars every year are lost this way. Sometimes it's, you know, on a corporate level, millions of dollars. That's not Nigeria, that's other, that's America. So that requires intelligence. But what kind of intelligence is it? It's intelligence directed towards sense gratification, which is misuse of intelligence. So when the mind is thinking of sense gratification, then the intelligence gets dragged away by the senses. Even Prabhupada mentions that someone's in the renounced order of life. He's taken sannyas. But if he's thinking of sense gratification, then his mind will be agitated. Therefore, sannyasastu mahabhaho dukkamaptum yogata. For one who's not Krishna conscious, one who's not engaged in devotional service, sannyas will be a source of trouble. It'll be a source of misery. He'll think, why have I taken sannyas? Or he'll think, I've taken sannyas, but I'm so attracted to that girl. Because the mind has the habit of thinking about sense gratification. Therefore, the mind has to be purified. So by Mana Krishna Padadavindaya, by Chansi, by Kundukunan. The beginning is that the mind should be fixed on Krishna. Trying to make the mind void or zero, no thoughts, that won't be effective. One has to think of Krishna so that he becomes happy in Krishna consciousness. Prasanna chetaso yashu budhir paryavatishtati. When he's happy in Krishna consciousness, then his intelligence becomes fixed. And how does he become happy? By hearing, chanting. Mind becomes attracted to Krishna, mind becomes happy. Krishna is the source of all happiness. Or even he gets free from passion and ignorance, which are blocking his happiness. He comes to the natural happy mode of goodness in relationship to Krishna. Then his intelligence becomes fixed. Otherwise, the mind is thinking of sense gratification and his intelligence is slipping away. Stambas toyam ivakhada. Like water in a pool surrounded by reeds. The water is there and the reeds are drinking the water. And you don't see it, but the water is gradually drying up. The example given here is very appropriate. If a big lake is covered all around by long kusha grass, just like columns, the waters dry up. Similarly, when the big columns of material desire increase, the clear water of consciousness is dried up. Therefore, these columns of kusha grass should be cut or thrown away from the very beginning. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed that if from the very beginning we do not take care of unwanted grass in the paddy fields, the fertilizing agents, or water, will be used by them, and the paddy plants will dry up. The material desire for sense enjoyment is the cause of our fall down in this material world, and thus we suffer the threefold miseries and continuous birth, death, old age, and disease. However, if we turn our desires toward the transcendental loving service of the Lord, our desires become purified. We cannot kill desires. We have to purify them of different designations. If we constantly think of being a member of a particular nation, society, or family, and continuously think about them, we become very strongly entangled in the conditioned life of birth and death. But if our desires are applied to the service of the Lord,
they become purified, and thus we become immediately free from material contamination. Sarvapadi Vinirmukta. I have to give up thinking I'm this body, I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm white, I'm black, I'm a member of this family, this country, this. I have to think that I'm servant of Krishna, my business is to serve Krishna, and I have to practically engage in that service under the expert guidance of the bona fide spiritual master. Then the desire becomes purified. And Prabhupada says you can't kill desire. But the desire should be redirected. Now it's directed toward material enjoyment. And that those desires should be cut down. Tasmatvam indriyani ado niyam yavaratashiva. From the very beginning, one should control the mind and senses. Prabhupada explains, fire, debt, and disease need to be dealt with from the beginning, otherwise they grow. So material desire is like fire. So it should be controlled from the very beginning. And the best control is to be always absorbed in the service of Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, avoiding offenses in the chanting of the holy name, avoiding other things, anyabhilasha to shunyam. Anyabhilash means some other thing for enjoyment. Let me go to the movies, let me smoke a cigarette, let me read some nonsense, let me play some sports, let me do this, let me do that. That is something for my own enjoyment. That should be made shunya. Zero. How is it possible? Very difficult. Because that habit is there persistently. Let me enjoy it. But we have to be engaged in Krishna's service. That will dry up the desires for material enjoyment. Otherwise the desires for material enjoyment dry up our spiritual life. Something is going to get dried up here. No better that it be our material life. That should be dried up and thrown out. Otherwise, if our spiritual life dries up, that's our misfortune. So very seriously, we should prosecute Krishna consciousness, always be engaged in Krishna's service. Not only externally, but internally also. While serving Krishna, we should chant Hare Krishna and keep our minds in Krishna consciousness. Then Maya will be away. Any questions? Just loud.
I was reading Srimad Bhagavatam, the 11th canto. Society girl, Pingal, she was thinking one day in Skam, she was thinking, today no customer has come. She was very frustrated. But somehow, by getting frustrated more and more, she got frustrated to such an extent that she started thinking, no. Suffering is a blessing and you should take shelter of the Lord. But if we take the normal case, it doesn't happen with a normal person. Suppose I'm not getting anything.
That means fortunate. She was fortunate that after being frustrated, she thought, what's the use? And let me turn toward Krishna as the final conclusion. But the person who's unfortunate, he's frustrated, he goes out and robs a liquor store, or shoots his wife, or, you know, does something crazy out of frustration. Why? Because he doesn't have a background of Krishna consciousness. Even if one has a little background, what is that? Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. Even a little bit of Krishna consciousness can save one. At the appropriate time, it may come to one's rescue. But if one is devoid of any pious activities, devoid of any background of devotional service, then when there's frustration, then it's there's no God, God is dead, or it's my brother's fault, or my husband's fault, or my wife's fault. If sometimes Krishna, out of kindness, when someone is a devotee but he's materially attached, Krishna deliberately frustrates him. So that because he's a devotee, he'll say, oh, what's the use? Let me just serve Krishna. But the materialist, if you take everything away from him, he commits suicide. Or does something else of no benefit.
Love. I want to ask one more thing in this regard. Yeah. If the person is not pious, if he doesn't have any pious spirit in the past, then he will be frustrated.
Yeah, a person has no pious credit, then naturally he'll be frustrated. Naturally he'll be frustrated. Everyone's frustrated, even the pious man is frustrated. He's giving charity, he's eating healthy food, he's living a regulated life, and still he's frustrated. Just like Vyasadeva, even he was frustrated. He said to his Guru Maharaj that, I've written all of these books, I've divided the Vedas, I've written Puranas, I've written the Mahabharata for the less intelligent people. I've observed vows, I've followed the regulative principles, I'm living here in the ashram on the side of the river, and I'm not satisfied. He wasn't in passion or ignorance, but he wasn't satisfied. Narada said, yes, because you haven't glorified Krishna, how do you expect to be satisfied? All these books that you've written, they're just going to agitate people's minds. Go to the heavenly planets, you'll see wonderful things there. Perform this yajna and that yajna, you'll be eligible for this, you'll be eligible for that. And think, oh, and their minds get agitated and you're responsible. You've misled all these people. So now you have to glorify Krishna directly. No beating around the bush. Yayatma supersedity. Then the mind will be satisfied. Even if you have all the pious activities in the world, if you're not Krishna conscious, still you will not be satisfied. Or your satisfaction will be illusory. Which means sometimes there, sometimes not. Yes.
And then
Chetana
abducts the buddhi. So is this
Chetana
here referring to the mind? Is it same as mind?
Seems so. Consciousness. Chetana, of course, means consciousness. It's the whole subtle body, your mind, intelligence, they both become agitated. The mind agitates the intelligence. Come on, let's get it together. Come on, let's get it together. Come on, let's get it together. Come on, come on, come on. mind is pulling the intelligence. So the mind is agitated, now the intelligence is getting agitated. We're getting deviant. And hodati. First it's being pulled, and then it's being pulled away, finally. Okay. Something else? Yeah.
I was asking that how much our mind will be disturbed when we associate with the people, disturbed mind people.
How much will our minds be disturbed if we associate with those whose minds are disturbed?
Yes.
Depends how you associate. If you associate with them as friends and associates, colleagues, then your mind will become like their mind. You associate with those who are always thinking of women, always thinking of money. Ahanta hanta vishabhakshan topyasadhu sandarshanam vishenam atayoshitam cha. He, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, how abominable to associate with such people. Niskinchanasya Bhagavat Pajanon Mukhasya Param Param Chikinishwar Pagasaranasya. For one who wants to cross over the ocean of birth and death, to associate with Vishayis, those who are attached to sense gratification, is Vishabhakshanato, worse than drinking poison. Therefore, Chaitanya, there we find in Nectar of Devotion, it's better to embrace a serpent or a tiger or an alligator, or to live in a cage of blazing fire, than to associate with those who are against, who are non-devotees or against the devotional service of the Lord. But if we associate for preaching, that's different. We go out door to door, and all the people are agitated, all the people are attached to sense gratification. But by doing that, we become purified. When you give them books about the science of Krishna, when you enlighten them with devotional service, or try to enlighten them, your mind becomes purified, just the opposite. If you think, I'll just sit here and avoid all these contaminated people, and that way I won't become contaminated, you'll become contaminated. That the Prabhupada mentions here, that you go to the Himalayas, but your mind goes with you. The Himalayas, there's nothing there, it's pure, just snow and ice and cold air. But your mind will go with you. So we may try to sit and avoid the materialistic men. But we're still living with our mind. And the mind is bad association. But if we engage positively in trying to bring those people to the service of Krishna, then the mind becomes purified. Best method. Kirtan, by broadcasting the glories of the Lord, your mind becomes pure. Chaitanya. Is that okay? Yes?
To control our mind, we use intelligence. By intelligence, we can control mind. So which is better, first to purify our mind or to make our intelligence strong?
Use your intelligence to purify your mind. Chant Hare Krishna. Then you don't have to think about which comes first, my intelligence or my mind. Just be intelligent, chant Hare Krishna, and everything will work out. Is that okay? One-stop shopping. Your mind will be purified, your intelligence will be purified, your everything, your whole existence will be purified. Just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Is that okay? Okay, thank all of you for your association. Today I'm leaving, but it's been a great pleasure to be here. Happy preaching, happy service. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premanande. Manasastu Parabhuti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.